I just want to thank you for today. I thank you for who you are, God. I thank you for what you have done in our lives, Lord God. I thank you for your faithfulness, O Lord. I thank you for your protection, O God. I thank you, Lord God, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your unstoppable, unlimited favor in our lives, O God. To those who are under the sound of this voice, Lord God, I ask you to touch them right now, God. Touch them one by one, Father God, Lord. Let your presence move them right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Father, I thank you for your blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus today. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello to everyone. This is the day, this is the night, this is the hour that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and you will be glad. Everybody around United States are giving praise to God, especially at the day of Thanksgiving for the celebration, Thanksgiving for the things that happened to this country. It's a Thanksgiving celebration. It's a Thanksgiving celebration. So happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you who are on this channel, on this podcast. But I want to tell you in the name of Jesus that this is not only the hour, this is not only the day that you are going to celebrate your Thanksgiving to God. Every day is Thanksgiving to God. Every day is a great day. Every day is a great day. Not only we are thanking God for this time because it is Thanksgiving Day. Every day is a Thanksgiving Day, especially you know who you are and you know who God is to you. Is God faithful unto you even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of the situations that is going on in your relationship? Is God good to you? Are you going to praise God only on Thanksgiving Day? Are you going to thank the Lord only or celebrate God in that day, the Thanksgiving Day? We're celebrating Thanksgiving Day today. The family are gathering inside the house and every food there on the table, hallelujah. But after Thanksgiving Day, where are you? Are you complaining? Are you ignoring the presence of God? Or you just come in the presence of God, or you are just lifting your voice of thanksgiving because this is Thanksgiving Day. Today, God is a powerful word to each and every one of you. In Psalms 149, verse 6 and 9, Psalms 149, verse 6 and 9. The Bible says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon Edom, and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chain, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them judgment, written, dishonor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So, do you know that the voice of praise is not only on Thanksgiving Day? Because there is tremendous power available when you as a Christian lift your voice in praises and thanksgiving to the Lord. Everything that Jesus has done for you and me on the cross through his death, burial and resurrection is activated through praise and thanking God, not only on Thanksgiving. Because it is a reminder to each and every one of us, Thanksgiving is every day. Whether you like it or not, you must thank the Lord, you must praise the Lord, you must worship the Lord, you give fully your attention to God by means of your prayer, meditating his word. So I am announcing and decreeing to each and every one of you who are celebrating Thanksgiving, that even it's the Thanksgiving, even you are in the midst of like there's nothing in your bank account, or there is something is going on in your family, in any relationship, God wants you to have a voice of praise. Today, I would like to thank God to each and every one of you who are here. You know, your voice is a praise. Your voice is a weapon. Do you know when you enter His court with praise, He enters your circumstances with power? What do you mean, Pastor Tita? There is a saying, when you enter His court with praise, He enters your circumstances with power. So there is no limitations of thanksgiving. There is no limitations of praising God. Whether you like it or not, there is no option in thanking God, but only in Thanksgiving Day. Because when you enter His court with praise, He enters your circumstances with power. So God is speaking to me to talk to you today in the name of Jesus, that you must thank the Lord whether you like it or not. Whether there is a joyful situations or whatever trials you're facing right now, because when you enter with a voice of praise regarding the situations or circumstances in your life, He enters in your circumstances. He is taking care of you. He is taking care of your situations, whether it is your family situation, whether it is your business situation, whether it is this financial situation, whether it is your relationship situation. Because there is tremendous power available when your voice is a voice of praise, when your voice is a voice of thanksgiving. Hear the voice of God today. Hear the voice of God today. Because the Bible says, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Even you are in the midst of difficulties, even you are in the midst of that divorce, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Be in your mouth, okay? The praises, the high praises, the voice of praise must be in your mouth. In every moment of your journey, you must learn to praise God. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. In every moment of your journey, I don't know where you are heading, because you are on a journey right now. Yes, I'm talking to you, woman of God. Hallelujah. You are in the moment of your journey. But I ask you to lift your hands and thank the Lord. Praise God. Because at this very moment, God is telling me to tell you, when you praise God, when you raise the voice of praise, when you lift your hands, hallelujah, He is giving you the strength. He is restoring you. He is reviving you in the name of Jesus. Don't allow the enemy of your situation to stop you from praising God. Don't allow the enemies of your situations to stop you from praising God. Don't allow the voice of the enemy to stop you from thanking God. Don't allow the voice of the enemy to stop you from moving forward. Don't allow the voice of the enemy to discourage you or disappoint you. Hallelujah. So, Father, today in the name of Jesus, I lift up to you this man and woman, O God, these pastors, O Lord God. They're going through something in their ministry, Father God. I ask the touch of fire. I ask the touch of God. I ask the over flowing, the overflowing strength, oh Lord God, be unto them right now, oh God. Hallelujah. They know that God has ordained strength to come out of your mouth to praise, that God wants you to have the voice of praise, because even in the midst of your enemies, hallelujah, the voice is a weapon. The voice of praise, the voice of worship is a weapon to your enemy. Hallelujah. Because the power of praise is ordained by God to stop your enemy. Because Jesus ordained the power of praise, the power of praise. There is power of praise. There is power in that praise. There is power in thanksgiving to stop the works of the enemy. And God is telling me to tell you, you will arise. Your enemies is scattered already in Jesus' name. The weapons of your warfare are mighty through God. Hallelujah. And every principalities and powers of darkness are bound in the name of Jesus. Their schemes are defeated in the name of Jesus. But you, as a believer of Christ, you must lift your voice in praise. You must lift your voice in worship. You must lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and praise God and thank the Lord. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. When you, as a believer of Christ, when you, as a minister of Christ, when you, as a wife and a husband, or you, as a children of God, you are living a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving to God, you have the supernatural strength coming out from your mouth. What is coming in the inside is going on the outside. So when you have a lifestyle of praise, no matter what is going on around the world, no matter what's going on in your finances, no matter what's going on in your church, in your ministry, when you have a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving to God, you have a supernatural strength that coming out from your mouth, because God can be no bigger in you than you praise Him to be. Are you hearing the voice of God? God can be no bigger in you than you praise Him to be. So you need to thank God. You need to praise God. The wider and the louder you open your mouth in praise, you open your mouth in confession, you open your mouth in decree, positive declaration, you open your mouth in thanksgiving, the bigger Jesus is in your lives. Hallelujah. And it is the sign that you are saved, because victory is activated by a voice of thanksgiving. Victory is activated by the voice of your thanksgiving. The last Psalm 34, verse 1 to 3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Come on now, people of God. Let us exalt His name together. Let us bless the Lord at all times, not sometimes, not only one time, all times. His praise shall continually in your mouth. Father, I thank you. I obey you, Lord God. Touch these people once again, Lord. Restore their joy. And let that voice of praise and the voice of thanksgiving be released today. In Jesus' name, amen.